Aviate all. Yeah, you gotta be careful, Wyatt. Especially even talking about that stuff over here, because there's a lot of non-hams that listen in, and like I said, these radios are disposable. They're almost giving them away. So when a non-ham gets these radios and they don't know what they're doing, now they're trying to remote a repeater system, and you know, definitely don't say specifically how to do any of those things over the air. Go to the club, talk to the higher ups, the gearheads. We call them propeller heads sometimes, but those guys that know what's going on, that are programming the logic, you know, the controllers for these, and they'll tell you how the digital ones work. And then the digital on like 440, that was pretty swift outfit. I've seen it work, but I'm not familiar with it. Now, if I do it, there was a lot of lawsuits when that first started, and now they've got it pretty much narrowed down. The lawyers are getting out of it, but Kenwood wanted one, ICOM wanted one, they all wanted something different, and they wanted you to pay for it. So that apparently has come to an end, and there's a lot of that stuff on 440 you can do, and you can just link in, just like you're doing with Echo Link, to repeaters around the globe. KV8OE.